the medical model. In our work in tertiary care programs, those for children with very serious problems, we discovered that some children demonstrated the travails of biblical Job. These children did not just face one or two adversities, but multiple challenges, each of which alone caused impairment in many areas of life, but together resulted in significant disruption in school, on the playground, and within the family. We were trained by our supervisors in the medical model, the very same model in which they were trained. Simply put, this model focuses on identifying and fixing what is wrong in people. For these children, our quest to find and fix their problems was overwhelming. The primary premise of a medical model approach seems at first glance to be admirable. Namely, if you fix what is wrong in people, you even the playing field of life for them. Little did we appreciate that such a premise created blinders, constricting our view of the whole person. We possessed 20/20 vision in our search for pathology, but we spent little, if any, time seeking the strengths that resided in each individual. As mental health professionals, we were very well trained in finding problems within the children and adults with whom we worked. In fact, we were so well trained that we could find at least something wrong with everyone. During our careers, we have come to realize assessing what is wrong with you may yield information about your current life and the challenges you face. However, what is right about you in a variety of domains? General development, interests, emotions, behavior, intellect, relations to others, to name but a few, tells us much more about what you may and can accomplish in life. We have steadily shifted away from a medical model, seeking to know what is wrong and fixing it, to a comprehensive, holistic model, appreciating that symptom relief is necessary to relieve immediate problems and impairment, but is insufficient to help challenged children transition happily and successfully into their adult lives. This idea formed the foundation for our first book, Raising Resilient Children. This is an outcome all parents hope and wish for their children. A shift to a resilience model. We replace the medical model with a resilience model. We have developed an appreciation that learning to cope is but the first step in continuing to function well in the presence of any adversity, and more importantly, to successfully transition into adult life. We have come to understand that biology is not destiny, despite the fact that it affects probability. We are aware that our genes determine the borders of the playing field of our lives, but we also recognize that our experiences shape how and in what manner these genes express themselves, and ultimately where our lives take us in what turns out to be a vast field of possibilities. In our work, we've had the opportunity to watch the first children with whom we worked grow up and raise children of their own. In fact, we have seen the grandchildren of some of our first cases. We have been honored that these families have chosen to bring their children and grandchildren to see us. We've not been surprised by their struggles, since many of the conditions we have treated have a strong genetic basis, increasing the likelihood that future generations will require assistance.